This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The president has announced a new appointment to the Fed Board of Governors. I'll share that with you this hour as well. And this is our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be live 1 week from tomorrow for our last show at the Grand Hotel, our last show of the summer. So make sure you come out and join us, and you can book your Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com for more details, and I will see you Friday, okay? 1 week from tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the show. You can stay for all of the show. You can stay for part of the show. We would just love to see you and love to see you there at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I told you the master plan of the Democrats a long time ago, and that was always to you add D.C. as a state, which, you know, I would argue the Constitution prohibits, but they don't care about the Constitution, so they would push that anyway. Add Puerto Rico as a state. Even though Puerto Rico has a Republican governor, you would get two Democrat senators. You have a Kentucky situation out of Puerto Rico. And basically what you would have is you would have a supermajority in the Senate. The Democrats will kill the filibuster, and then there's no way for a Republican to stop them. And then you then pack the Supreme Court. You make it a super, basically mini legislature. This is something that Booker's been screaming about for years. You put 14 Supreme Court justices on there, and you have your mini legislature that you can have to do all the stuff that Congress can't get passed in the House. The redistricting fight that's playing out right now in the House of Representatives. Understand that what we're talking about right now and everything we're talking about has to do with the fact that these maps have been gerrymandered to such a point because they have counted illegal immigrants as part of it. And I mentioned this and I was going to play it, but I had to go to break. But here is Stephen Miller talking about how Democrats got 20 to 30 House seats from counting illegals in the census. This is Cut 34. Take a listen.
Chicago, New York, Massachusetts. Democrats have gerrymandered the vote beyond recognition to try to maintain their advantage in the House elections. On top of that, let's not forget, Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump, they sued the administration, they fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens. Texas is taking just a small corrective step against this ocean of fraud, this ocean of abuse by the corrupt Democrat Party, Sean.
By the way, at 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to have on a member of the Texas legislature who is the one who authored the bill that said if Democrats skip their are gone for more than 7 days, their seat will be considered vacant and they will be out. So we'll get to that. That'll be a really good interview. I'm excited for that. I really am. I'm excited for that. And we'll talk about that as well. Now, today, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro talked about the president potentially federalizing D.C. and how young adults are caught. This is Cut 29. She announced federal hate crime charges against a couple people in D.C., a man in D.C. who killed people because they were Jewish. And in the course of that, was talking about all the crime that's happening and how young people are coddled in our nation's capital and around the country right now in like juvenile detention centers, for example. Cut 29.
Do you support a federal takeover of Washington, D.C., as the president has suggested?
Yeah, that is a decision for the president. And I think that what the president was saying is that we're seeing far too much crime being committed by young people, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, that I can't get my hands on. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures, but, you know, young people are coddled. And they don't need to be coddled anymore. They need to be held accountable. They shouldn't be going to arts and crafts in family court. They need to understand that enough is enough and that the D.C. Council has to repeal some of these absurd ordinances and laws that they've had passed that do nothing to protect the people of this city and of this district. And I will reference a case that I wrote an op-ed piece on that I've been talking about for weeks. A young person gets on a bus with an illegal gun. There is a family on the bus. He makes a decision to shoot someone in the chest. There, to me, that's intent to kill. But for the grace of God, that individual did not die. Now, he's got a gun. It's illegal. He used the gun. Guess what the sentence was? I got a conviction. The sentence was probation. We can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that. She's right about that. Now, on the issue of districting, the redistricting and all of this, right? Brad Todd talked to Kate Baldwin on CNN, how this 2020 census and the errors there hurt red states disproportionately. So the president today, like I said, has come out and said, we are not going to count illegal immigrants in the census. We're not going to do that. We're not doing that. And that's just the way it's going to be. And the founders never intended it to be that way. The framers of the Constitution never intended it to be that way. Period. Full stop. Never, ever intended it to be that way. So you heard Stephen Miller say you can count 20 to 30 Democrat seats because of illegal immigrants. D.C. would be one of those places. The reason why I played that Judge Jeanine clip is because of the Democrats' broader strategy here. The other strategy would be to make D.C. a state. Like I mentioned, you would have two U.S. senators that are Democrats, a reliable member of Congress, a member of the House who's a Democrat. And you'd have a lot of, you wouldn't have to worry about, you'd only get one seat out of it. So it wouldn't be a big deal in that sense. But it all adds up, right? It all adds up. And if you're going for this super majority, and if you can, if you're counting illegal immigrants and you're getting House seats out of it, and you add states and you're getting more senators out of it, and then you start packing the Supreme Court, you completely remake the United States of America. I have been saying for 10 years that is the ultimate Democrat master plan. The fact that James Carville is now saying it after I've been saying it all these years is remarkable. And I've been saying it, and I didn't think they would ever be able to say it out loud. I really didn't. I didn't think they'd say it out loud. But that is their master plan. And I know that that I've been right about this because obviously Carville said it. So, but here's Brad Todd, political strategist, explaining how the 2020 census errors hurt red states disproportionately. Cut number four.
One of the big things is it helps decide congressional maps.
Right.
Does this have everything to do with redistricting?
Well, it does. In fact, we know the 2020 census, the errors were almost always to the detriment of red states. Blue states like Rhode Island.
Do we know that?
We do know that. The Census Bureau's own audit of its work has proven that. Blue states like Rhode Island were overcounted. Rhode Island then didn't lose a seat. Red states like Alabama were undercounted. Listen, this is just a fact. It wasn't all red-blue, but it was disproportionately red-blue.
Now, Texas State Representative Gene Wu says everything around us is collapsing. The Republicans have spent the last 50 years tearing apart every institution that made America great. This is what we're dealing with here right now. Cut number five.
But he could continue just calling special sessions, right? I mean,
yes.
So
absolutely.
We've seen in the past in 2021, Democrats ultimately relented and came back to the state. Is that going to happen again?
Well, I think what is different about today and 2021, I think everyone can look outside of their lives right now and watch things fall apart in real time. Everything around us is collapsing. The Republicans have spent the last 50 years tearing apart every institution that made America great, and now we're paying the price for it. And if Governor Abbott wants to continue this process of only caring about his donors, his friends, his President Trump, if he only cares about that and continues it, it's not going to be up to us, up to Democrats to stop him. It is going to be up to the people of the United States to stop him. It will be up to the brave people of the state of Texas to stop him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The people of the brave people of Texas who are so brave that they're not even going back to their state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And, you know, as you're thinking about all this and you're kind of looking at this from 30,000 feet, you understand why lefties are falling apart everywhere. And thanks to the Zioli Army for pointing out some really great articles today that were out there in the New York Post, among others. So, for example, like, this is pretty amazing. They now have these rooms. You know, you've heard about the screaming rooms, like you can go into a room and you can scream. And you can scream your heads off and you can go in there. Like, and they have these screaming sessions where the lefties will go down to a lake and they'll scream. You've heard about that too, right? Well, they'll go in there and they'll scream and they'll throw their, you know, their anger and their, well, now there's some adults with pacifiers. Yeah, I don't know. Some adults have pacifiers because they need them to cope with Trump's America. I'm not kidding. That's an actual story. Some adults have pacifiers to soothe themselves. I feel a sense of safety from childhood. This is a story from the New York Post. And I think it was the Greater Chris who posted this. I'm not mistaken. Or the Bachelor Chris. I forget. Carrie posted something great today, too, on the issue. The Zioli Army is always posting great stuff. And then there was another story, but of course the Wi-Fi at this place friggin' stinks. Diaper spa where adults role play as babies in a New Hampshire town. That's right. You can role play as a baby. So just think about that as these lefties melt down and they can't handle it in Trump's America. Stressed adults rely on pacifiers to soothe themselves. I feel a sense of safety from childhood. Once a nice quirk, the silicon soothers are supposedly now big business on Chinese e-com giant sites. And they're priced, they're sold as sleep aids, stress relievers, smoking cessation tools, blah, 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 blah. And yeah. So, and then you got this tiny New Hampshire town, new diaper spa. Adults can role play as babies and enjoy an array of bizarre services like cuddle time and changing time. For $1,500, $1,500, you could get a virtual play date for $200, nursery spa care, $300 an hour. These are people that have too much money, and I guarantee you they vote Democrat. These are the upper middle class or wealthy white college educated liberals that vote Democrat. And I'm telling you right now, this is the last constituency left of the Democrat Party, because if you tell the average black voter in Philly that there's people spending $1,500 to act like a friggin' baby at a day spa. I mean, think of the reaction you get. Tell a white working class voter that in Port Richmond. See the reaction you get. Services include a virtual play date price at $200 an hour. Residents nearby have a lot of concerns over this, obviously, as you can imagine. The facilities are only available to those over 21 who can consent in order to receive elite 101 care, the diaper spa. Masterminded by physician Dr. Colleen Murphy to serve all diaper-wearing individuals who seek acceptance, respite, and care. And there's all kinds of potential activities during the spa sessions, which include playtime, story time, nap time, cuddling, changing time, coloring, nursery rhymes, and sing-alongs. In the summer, you can play with your water wings and floaties poolside, picnic under the tree with your teddy bear, play marbles on the patio, or this sounds perfect for Joe Biden, doesn't it? Or swing on the front porch swing and serve tea to your dollies on the porch. In the winter, we can make snow angels, build snowmen, drink hot cocoa from beneath clouds of whipped cream and sprinkles, and decorate gingerbread men or sugar cookies. Now, the doctor is denying that this is sexual or anything like that. She's saying that this helps people process their trauma. A lot of times it's childhood trauma when they were in diapers or just getting out of diapers, and they want to feel that safety that they had before the trauma. Absolutely no sexual interaction is allowed, the spa says. Virtual play dates, $200 an hour. Clients are subject to a screening on the National Sex Offender Database prior to their appointments. But nonetheless, the unusual setup has alarmed residents in the small town. Now, if you're somebody who's having an issue like this, and you think that the answer is to put yourself into a diaper like Paigey, who's a 28-year-old from the East Coast, who spends $300 on diapers, $300 a month on diapers to caters to member of the group via an online subscription service. Because this is how they deal with their trauma of incidents when they were children as they try to cope now in their adult life. She begins every day by waking up in her crib. She's 28 years old. Gets her morning diaper change. Spends her time playing with toys and creating online content for her followers. Paigey said that once she became of legal age, she started searching online to see if there were others with similar interests and found an entire community of like-minded nutbags. Her goal has always been to normalize the lifestyle since she adopted it in May of 2018. Some people just don't understand why an adult would want to act or live like a child. It's all to do with the mindset of letting little things bring you joy. We're still functional adults. We have to do normal things like pay the bills, but we also have the added responsibility of maintaining our lifestyle. I get a lot of people questioning my intelligence. They ask why a normal, intelligent person would live this way. I don't respond to negativity. It doesn't warrant a response. Lines of consent are really important to me. In my daily life, I don't push my lifestyle on anyone else. But I'm going to go on a limb, and I don't know for sure. I'm going to go on a limb here. This is going to be a brave limb. This is a bold stance, a bold prediction. I'm going to predict this woman who's 28, wears diapers, and sleeps in a crib, and wakes up and has her playtime, and all the other adults who spend money to go to this spa so that they can live like babies and deal with their childhood trauma. I'm going to go on a limb and say they all voted for Kamala Harris. Again, this is a bold political statement, but that's what they pay me to make. Bold political statements. I know. Not many of you would have the confidence that I have to take such a bold stance, to risk it all like this at moment right now, to put my credibility on the line like this, to suggest that a grown adult who needs a pacifier to cope with their life voted for Kamala Harris. I know what you're thinking. Zioli, please do not get ahead of your skis. Do not risk it all. After all these years of being right, after all of your political prognostications, except for Doug Burgum becoming president, coming true, you're going to roll the dice on this one? You're going to just let it all ride like this? On this idea that grown adults who spend $3,000 to act like a baby and have snacks and playtime might have major Trump derangement syndrome? Yeah. I'm laying it all down. I'm laying all my chips on the table, as they say. I'm putting all my cards out there. This is bold, guys. This is bold. I don't know if I'm going to make it after this prediction. What if it doesn't come true?
I think you're probably safe. I could be wrong as well, but this prediction feels good to me.
Yeah, I hope so. Apparently it's a fetish called infantilism. Well, they say that they don't allow sexual fetishes there. This is purely for therapy. It's not about that. So this is about therapy, not sexual. They weed out the sexual perverts. They have to find like-minded nutbags who will also want to be, again, in pacifiers and nap time and play time and snack time. I'm thinking to myself, self, these are probably not Trump supporters. Bold. I know. This could also be what ends my career. Yes.
I can't help but think that if they boot all of the folks that are sexually interested in this, there's going to be nothing left in that room.
Yeah, that's very possible, too.
I mean, all of them.
Yeah. But no, but I actually think there are, in this day and age, a bunch of coddled nutbags who really will think that this is some sort of therapeutic process for them. They go, right, don't you think? In this day and age?
I don't know.
It hurts. It pains me that these people's vote are worth the same amount as you, I, and DeSantis. Every time a story comes out like this, I sit there and say, these people have the same power, same vote power as I do.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, and you know what, maybe but I'm not on tomorrow because it's Friday, but and I've got a thing, potentially. But this woman, the diaper spa, she said this physician, Dr. Colleen Murphy, to serve all diaper-wearing individuals who seek acceptance, breastfeeding care. This is not sexual, she says. These are nutbags who can't handle living in Trump's America, and their Trump derangement syndrome has literally set them back to being a freaking baby. I mean, she didn't say that. I added that part for context, but I think it's pretty much basically what she's thinking in her mind. And she goes, and I'll take their money. Hell yeah, I will. You know what? Why don't we just open up a friggin' scream spa, diaper spa, therapy spa? Why don't we just do that? I mean, what the hell?
Seems like good business, apparently.
You want to deal with those people? No thanks.
That's true. You do have to deal with them.
Not, me and Rich don't have to deal with them. That's your problem, DeSantis.
I get relegated to the... I don't want to do that.
99% of these people have Harvard degrees, I guarantee you. And the other 1% have Yale degrees, basically, just like that.
Maybe Yale. That checks out. Yale, possibly.
So so who is it? The lesser Cuomo got punked by AI? I love this.
This is so obvious for so many reasons. Like, first of all, the House isn't in session, so it doesn't even make sense that AOC would be speaking on the House floor. And then if you just watch her lips in the video, they're all over the place. And then third, just the stuff she's saying is obviously not something the real AOC would say. It's even too crazy by her standards.
And this idiot really fell for it? Like, it wasn't a gag? Like, he really fell for it?
No, he posted it. He posted the clip or shared the clip on X and then expressed outrage over what she was saying. And then eventually, once he realized it was AI, he took it down.
It'll take you like not even 5 seconds to hear what she said. I think, Matt, when I played it for you yesterday, how long did it take for you to figure out it was AI? Like 5 seconds?
Five, 6 seconds. There are some really convincing AI videos floating around on X and TikTok. This is not one of them. That being said, it is pretty funny.
All right, cut 30.
Sydney Sweeney looks like an Aryan goddess. And the American Eagle Jeans campaign is blatant Nazi propaganda. I mean, watching that sultry little temptress squeeze into a Canadian tuxedo, three sizes too small, with her bouncy little fun bags on the screen staring at you, piercing through the core of your soul with those ocean blue eyes that could resurrect the Führer from his grave in Argentina, is something that should alarm every American citizen, because in America, beauty is not defined by whiteness. Oh no, it is defined by the number of victim groups of which you are a member. Skinny, attractive, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, cisgender women descend from the slave daddy oppressors of this nation. And any man who, while thinking about a woman like this, probably hates black people, probably hates gay people, and they certainly hate the diversity of our great nation. So I say, instead of simping for the Sydneys, we should be celebrating the Shaniquas. Instead of worshiping the hot straight blonde, what about the obese alphabet, people with blue hair? They need love too. And to all the haters who say companies that go woke go broke, I'd rather be poor than a f***ing Nazi.
So he posted that Instagram video, and then he wrote over it nothing about Hamas or people burning Jews' cars. What happened to this party? We're talking about the Sweeney ad. Fight for small business, not for small culture wars. That's what he posted above the Instagram ad. It did not take long for the real AOC to respond. This is a deep fake, dude. Please use your critical thinking skills. I can't believe I'm actually on like Team AOC right now. Yeah. This is amazing.
It took like 5 seconds. As soon as she says Aryan goddess, when have you ever heard AOC say Aryan goddess?
I'm still in a coma. I'm in a coma right now. This idiot, what a dumbass that I'm actually now on Team AOC in this one moment in time. I feel like the universe, what do they say when there's a rip in the fabric of time or something like that, right? So this is a deep fake, dude. Please use your critical thinking skills. At this point, you're just reposting Facebook memes and calling it journalism. Oh my God! Oh my God, Lesser! Oh! He's the best, man. He is the friggin' best. Cuomo deleted the post after it was up for about 3 hours. He brushed up.
It took him three hours.
And he brushed off being taken in by the post. Imbecile. Oh, my God. The lesser Cuomo taken in by the lesser deepfake. Because I'm sorry, that was, that wasn't even that good of a deepfake. 5 seconds in, you know it's a deepfake. Five seconds.
Award-winning journalist. The heaviest air quotes I can throw up. Journalist gets punked by the worst sounding deepfake. And doesn't know. And I guarantee you, he would have left it up if some intern probably saw it and said, oh my God, it's been up for 3 hours. Are you dumb? He would have left it up if nobody had told him. That's the worst part of it all.
No, I agree with you. It must have been a situation where somebody came to him, because nobody probably pays attention to him on social media. And probably somebody came over to him and said, so this is kind of awkward. You know that post you made about AOC and your righteous indignation about her and what she said in her Instagram post? And you know that was a deep fake, right? What? Yeah. Like, wait.
By the way.
Yeah. Why is this not working?
I'm just looking at his original post now. The account he pulled it from is called ChatGPT Memes and AI Art.
What a dumbass. I mean, does it get worse than him? Honestly. I know I'm not going to get asked back on News Nation, and I don't really give a flying blank, but yeah, I'm just saying, because he's like their prime time guy, right?
Yeah,
it's him and that arrogant Leland Vittert, right? Those are like their big names over there.
I think Cuomo is obviously the most recognizable name.
I was trying to play the "you say I'm somehow less than," but it's not working. The stupid hotkeys are working. Does anything work in the studio? Nothing, right?
No.
Nah.
I think when they did a migration for something, shocker, it killed a bunch of the old hotkeys.
That's good. Hotkey error, date violation.
Yep. I just saw the one you're trying to... Yeah.
Date violation, Your Honor. She said she was 18. Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Dr. Victoria Coates will be with us, and I am excited to talk to her. Cuomo, I can't get over this. What an idiot. What a dumb... I mean, all right. Sorry, but he is just such a... He's the lesser. He really is in every way, shape, or form. Okay. What am I doing here? I'm doing, what am I saying? I'm talking about, my buddy, Dr. Mike Venere. All right, let's talk about your health. Say you need to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking the whole nine yards, implants, crowns, etc. Are you really going to just trust any old pop-up dental chain, or do you want the best of the best? You want the best of the best, obviously, right? When it comes to dental surgery, complex dental surgery, for over 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Dr. Mike treats other doctors, the experts. Call Dr. Mike the expert. That's right. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost, it's about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. This is why Dr. Mike is my entire family's dentist. When it comes to your health, including your dental health, that's not the time to cut corners. You want the best and only the best. So make your appointment to see him today and get a free dental implant consultation. If you already had an estimate for one, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or venariadental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's our family's dentist, and he is the master of dental implants. There's simply no one like him. It is about care. That's what he specializes in. And you deserve a beautiful smile. So give yourself the gift of a beautiful smile with Dr. Mike Veneria.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, that walk-up music can only mean one thing. And that we have our favorite numero uno guest on today. And I mean that sincerely. She is, of course, the vice president of the Davis Institute for National... Vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Former deputy national security advisor to President Donald Trump. And the author of the book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. And... she's sad the Phillies lost last night, but was loving that Schwarber bomb the night before. She's Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
So happy Summer Friday, Rich, and Schwarbs is on top of the power-hitting ranks, so I think it's a good day.
Yeah, it is a good day, and that was the other night was, like, insane. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, no, they're starting to click, and I like our new friends at Durantula. He seems good, and I like Harrison Bader, so we're all set. The other good news is I think Noel is going to be back in the next week, so all good.
There you go, and all good. Good is good. Well, listen, we got a lot to chat about here, and I don't know where you want to begin, but why don't we begin with Russia, because the president is apparently now meeting with Putin. Do I have that right?
Well, he's offered, and they're talking about a meeting either in UAE or somewhere else that hasn't been determined. But the president made some noises today that President Putin needs to meet with President Zelensky first, or that meeting is somehow contingent on this meeting. So, you know, it's interesting because we're watching Putin move a little bit here. He at first said he wouldn't meet with Zelensky under any circumstances. Now he's saying suddenly there are circumstances. President's pushing back a little bit. So I think that we let me put it this way. I am less pessimistic than I was last week about Ukraine.
Oh, you're less pessimistic.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Now Let me ask you, though, does Zelensky need to be part of the meeting?
It depends on what the point of the meeting is. If the point of the meeting is to get to resolution to Ukraine, then yes, it would be good for him to be there. If that this is a situation where Putin needs to realize there is a sovereign leader of Ukraine, he is someone he has to deal with. And this isn't going to just be Donald Trump handing him Ukraine on a silver platter, which is what all the detractors have been saying for a year and a half now. But no, I think the president's pressuring Putin. We could talk about the economic sanctions that are on the table. You know, that it may be what's starting to get the Russians to move a little bit.
Okay. All right. And then the economic sanctions that we're talking about, like India, for example, right? So India keeps buying Russian oil. President puts big sanctions on India. And the idea then is, tariffs on India, right? Because that's the goal, to get them to stop doing it because you're enriching Putin, right?
Right. Now, bear in mind, not all of this is India's fault. India asked the United States during the Biden administration for more energy exports to them directly, particularly to help them get off of coal and on to nice, clean American, yes, Pennsylvania, natural gas, which would bring down their emissions, which is a quality of life issue for them. And Biden said no, that they were going to freeze those export licenses, which did it. India was in the category that would have been impacted by that executive order. So they were encouraged to continue importing Russian energy, and they're now as high as 40%. So this is going to have to be a process to help them get off of those imports and onto others. And the one encouraging thing that happened is OPEC, despite the fact that Russia is part of OPEC Plus, but regular OPEC led by Saudi Arabia agreed to increase output this week. And so those are also exports that can go to India. So I think the president wanted to get Prime Minister Modi's attention and tell him he was serious and that we're no longer under the Biden administration. I think he's done that, and I think we can see a deal with India coming in coming weeks.
Okay, good. Let's move on to Israel. Obviously, the news this week that Israel wants to control Gaza. What does that look like, and what does the United States do in that circumstance?
Well, this is an occupation, is what the Prime Minister has announced, I think, after the video of the hostage literally being forced to dig his own grave as in a just horrific, emaciated state. We're at the end game here. I mean, those poor 20 people who are still in there are in extremis, and it's time to either go in and get them out or end their misery. It's that kind of condition. So I think you'll see Israel make some moves. The president said, you know, Hamas has been given every opportunity, every offer for a ceasefire, for an exchange. They have refused all of them. This is all on them. And interestingly, I saw that the United Nations had a meeting with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation run by my friend Johnny Moore yesterday. And so you might see even the United Nations start to turn on Hamas. That would be quite a thing.
Would we control Gaza? I mean, I know the president has talked about that, right? We would go in there and kind of, I don't know, rehabilitate it, if I'm using that phrase correctly, or.
No, I think what we would do is give the people in Gaza some sort of a choice. See if, you know, do they want to go elsewhere, to Indonesia, for example, where they could be supported, given jobs, and then see what we can do to start to rebuild the Gaza Strip. So I don't know that it's going to be entirely the United Nations, or the United States, rather. It's certainly the international community has been very vocal about their support for the Palestinians. They might want to start to get their checkbooks out if this actually be the case, and see if we can create a better future for Gaza.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us. It's great to have her on the show. Iran's been very quiet lately, huh?
They have some problems of their own. They're having a massive breakdown of both their electric grid and their water situation. And it set up, Rich, a really interesting sort of dynamic today because Israel announced they're doing an additional $53 billion natural gas export deal with Egypt. Egypt's been having an energy crisis of their own. And so Israel's not going to solve that problem for the Egyptians. And of course, it'll be highly profitable for Israel. Meanwhile, Iran, which should be a energy juggernaut in the region, they have some of the largest assets of both oil and natural gas on the planet, is shutting down the lights. And we're starting to see another outbreak of protests. I know we've all gotten a little bit protest weary. You think this can't possibly be the one. But this is a big problem for the regime in Tehran. If they can't do basic services like electricity and water, that's not a population that's going to put up with that. So it's going to be a very interesting hotspot to watch. And a lot of it is because I think President Trump took that decisive action against them 2 months ago and revealed that in many ways the regime is powerless.
Now, this ties into the United States has secured a strategic transit corridor in the Armenia-Azerbaijan peace deal. So when I say ties in, I mean we're in this sort of the same region of the mm-hmm. world here, because I also want to talk to you about China as well. What does this mean, and what does this have to do? I guess this is probably because let me understand correctly. I mean, Armenia, Azerbaijan. I mean, is this, and because the Soviet Union, they won their independence from them, right? But now, Iran and Russia are aligned. And so, like, how does all this play into that, if at all?
Now, this is going to be a big announcement coming from the White House tomorrow. And your listeners should think about this the way they think about the Thailand-Cambodia deal, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, India-Pakistan. This is where the president is stepping into sort of regional friction and preventing a broader war.
Okay.
So in terms of Azerbaijan and Armenia, they're both adjacent to Iran and Russia. So they're both very strategic countries. Armenia, home of the Kardashians, is also home of some of the most ancient Christian communities in the world. And then Azerbaijan, Muslim majority country, one of the big regional energy producers, also a very good friend with Israel. They have diplomatic relations with Israel. And so they've been in conflict since they were independent from the Soviet Union in 1991 because they have pockets of each other's ethnic populations in them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out what their borders should look like. And Azerbaijan it's kind of like Thailand, Cambodia. Azerbaijan is Thailand in this scenario, much more powerful, historically aligned with the United States. Armenia, much more smaller ties to Russia, but wants to be left-leaning. And we've hosted the prime minister of Armenia, or America-leaning. We've hosted the prime minister at Heritage this year. And so this is a case where the president's like, look, we should be friends with both of you. We can create this corridor so that the Azeri population can communicate with each other. The United States is actually going to control that corridor, which is, I believe, going to be called the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity, the TRIP. And it was negotiated, at least in part, by my dear friend, R.A. Lightstone. So that is going to be a space where the United States can invest in infrastructure and energy that can bring profits back to the United States as well as security for the region.
Well, that sounds great. It really does. And then, of course, then that also puts Iran in a weaker position then, doesn't it?
Exactly. It isolates both Iran and Russia, which is good for both of them. They should sit around and think about that. As they plot their next moves, and it gives us more power projection into the region at really very minimal expense and certainly no security exposure.
Okay. Now, moving on to the other side of the world, China. Let's start with the moon, which is not on the Earth, but obviously the race to the moon. I love the idea of putting a nuclear energy station up there. I guess the first question is, Dr. Coates, don't we first have to actually land on the moon? I'm kidding, sort of. I'm joking. But are you worried about the colonization of the moon, given America's historic colonialist horrific past?
You know, I'm not. I think this actually makes a great deal of sense. The only way any of
these... You know what I'm referring to, right? Did you hear the CBS question?
I do.
Can we play it again? I can't get enough of this question.
You can't hear it enough. You're right.
You really can't hear it enough here. This was asked to Neil deGrasse Tyson today by the guy on CBS News. Where is it, guys? I have it somewhere here.
Cut 32.
All right, cut 32. Take a listen.
Keep growing a population, or if we want to live forever, all right, we're going to need another planet.
So is that the moon? Because
I don't want to live on the moon.
Right. Will it serve as a functional life source eventually for human beings? And B, we know how the age of colonialism worked on this planet. Should we be trying to colonize and saying that there's a keep out zone that not other countries can participate in?
Well,
having
the real problem with the colonization history in Western civilization is that there are people already there,
right?
There are no moon beings that were displaced.
As far as we know. As far as we know.
I got nothing, Dr. Coates. I got nothing. You want to jump in here?
Well, I would get back to the practicalities of how important nuclear power is going to be for any kind of movement around. I mean, yes, this
you're
is
not
just
worried
ridiculous.
About us making slaves of the moon people, Dr. Coates? Because I am. I got to be honest with you. The abolitionist is a little bit worried about that.
I am curious about the moon people and if they would like to join the United States and be partners and allies to us, we'll have that conversation in whatever, Mork and Mindy language that we have to learn. But I would go back to the fact that nuclear power is going to be critical to this. And so the idea of putting a nuclear power plant on the moon, while it sounds far-fetched, that's how we're going to both fuel the vehicles to get to the moon and then refuel them to get home, if that becomes sort of a viable outpost for us. I really disagree with this argument that we're somehow going to overpopulate the current Earth. And right now we have most of our major population centers contracting. Look what's happening to China. So I don't think that's as big of a concern as they do. And if not, I think Elon Musk will take us all to Mars.
Well, there you go. Look at that. Why is the race to the moon for this purpose against China so critical? Are they really working on this? Is that the thing?
Well, they say they are, but the key thing here is resources. And as we start to look at what is on the moon in terms of all of these minerals and various other resources that we want, what's on a single asteroid, it's really staggering compared to what's here on Earth. So both controlling what you might call inner space, the 150-mile window or envelope around the Earth, where that's where all the satellites are, and they're going up by the thousands. Just think about all the Starlink satellites that are up there that weren't up there 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So this is going to become very crowded, contested space, and the moon is the closest outpost where we can actually control from out there as well as from down here what's going on. So what we did in 1969, very, very important, obviously a huge achievement for the United States, but as the president has said, we have to go back. We have to go back to the moon. We have to make sure that we are comfortable with that kind of travel, that we have the resources needed to create more of an outpost there than just have somebody jump around for 15 minutes. And that's what I think NASA should be working on.
Yeah. And look, worst comes to worst, if we have to fake it, the CGI has made it so much easier.
Exactly. Yeah. We can ask Rock.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Nanu, Nanu, and have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for giving us a Mork and Mindy reference. That was very well done, Dr. Victoria Coates.
Nanu, Nanu. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, listen, when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, these things are paramount. Craftsmanship, paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old home. and they did a fantastic job with that. I was so happy with the work. But most importantly, Bridget was thrilled with the work. And that's happy wife, happy life, right? Look, you want to reach out to Emmons today. They are platinum contractor certified, Owens Corning Shingle platinum certified. That means your roof will have the lifetime warranty of the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. And you'll have the Anderson windows, doors, a peace and protection that you can count on for your home. And what I also love about Emmons is the fact that their team is the absolute best. I mean, Matt Kelly's a great friend of mine. All the people that work there just do fantastic work. They're detail-oriented. Even today, John from Emmons was actually at our house today because we have a crack in one of the windows, one of the original windows to the home. And it's an Anderson window. It's an original window. And I texted Matt about it. And he said, I'll have John come over. And there's a little code on the window. And, you know, they're going to replace the glass for me. I mean, that's just the way they are. They're on top of it every step of the way. And they'll do great work for you, just like they have for me in 12 years over two different homes. And they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. You'll get a free estimate. If you've been thinking about doing some upgrades to your home, you're going to save 10%. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. You can't beat that. Just tell them I sent you. Go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.